Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Barry Miller, your wealth builder. This is our wealth building program where you can diversify and expand your income. You can do it smartly, safely, with certainty. You can do it with certainty, Larry. We know that. And all of our listeners, all of us as consumers, can do it our own way. Yes, you can do it your way. This is the most unique, powerful wealth-building program in America. Our customers are getting great returns of 46 to 64%. We're a little bit higher now. I'm doing the study on the one of the early ones, and I just picked it randomly, and it's actually above 64%
wow.
return. Now, I'm actually factoring a negative cost if that owner had to sell, and it's still at about 64% annual gains on your money. You too can get this with Barry and Larry. We are your turnkey wealth builder guys. We're always on your side. This is our wealth building program. Nice to have you in studio, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry. It is great to be here.
And Sherry, nice to have you in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
It is a good time to be here. Last week, you remember, you learned how you could attend the Final Four, how you could attend the magnificent Masters Tournament coming up in a month. I don't think you can buy the property fast enough and have a year's worth of return maybe to go to this year's Masters, but next year's, Larry, they could go.
I agree, and I think some people might just take us up on that.
Absolutely, and or the Super Bowl. That's what we talked about and shared information so that you could learn how you could attend any of those events in the future. This week, you'll be learning, and you are learning, how to send your grandchildren to college. What does that mean?
What it means,
sure. Okay, go ahead, Larry. And then
what it
Sherry.
Means to me, Barry, is that the most important people in my case, grandchild, person in my life, is going to be having a better chance of a great life because he has a college education.
Mm-hmm. Admittedly so. Yes, that creates a significance in this person's life. This little person that's going to become a big person, instead of becoming a Disneyland grandparent, you can become significant in their life by providing them with an education, or at least significantly helping your son or daughter with putting money towards it.
And it's so cool that you two had that thought a couple weeks ago and said, hey, Barry, for week number two on this, where we're teaching our listeners, you know, how they can do this and what the benefits to them and their family are. And right there was how you could send your grandchildren or grandchild to college. So we're going to be talking about that this week, and you're going to be learning how. By the way, Josh Veenstra could not be with us today. He is a lender with Community Banks Mortgage. And we're going to be talking about Josh and have some fun. We're going to recommend that two or three or four of you call him after 4 o'clock today. He, at the last minute, had a big family event come up, very, very special event. He'll be with that event till about 4 o'clock. And so I said, well, Josh, usually you take calls on Saturday, and he didn't know what I was up to, but he said, oh, yeah, you all can call me. Listeners can call me after 4. So I thought, let's have some fun. Listeners, please give Josh a call and talk to him about what you're going to hear in the next couple of minutes. By the way, Josh Veenstra, again, an experienced lender. He's a team member with our good buddy, too, Del Van Essen. They are both with Community Banks Mortgage. Josh's direct line is 303-921-5506. That's his mobile number, 303-921-5506. But Sherry, you're the one that posed him the question, and then we talked with him about it yesterday. So, okay, you wealth builder guys, you talk about that your wealth building program in real estate, the main tool is real estate investment property, is more liquid than the stocks. I said, absolutely it is. Because when you talk to your stockbroker about withdrawing money, the first thing you get is resistance. The second thing you get is all the excuses and delay. Oh, my gosh, yes. We'll do that for you, yes. However, corporate requires, and then they blame their corporate entity for whom and with whom and to whom they owe lots of loyalty. Nothing wrong with their loyalty to their company, and their companies are frequently very reputable, making you that 4 or 5% per year every now and then, and reminding you some years don't make that much. But how quickly can you get that money withdrawn? Sherry, how quickly?
I don't know. That was my question for
weeks.
Dwell.
It's weeks. No. It's 2 to 3 weeks, right, Larry?
Yes, it
You've
is.
Been through that?
Absolutely.
2 to 3 weeks. How quickly, I asked Josh, can consumers get money from their real estate assets? Okay, like an investment property. And here's what he said. Barry, it's a matter of days. And I said, how many days, Josh? Oh, 4, 3, let's say a week. Okay. Okay. It could happen in 3 or 4 or 5 business days. And typically what that is a line of credit against one of your investment properties or against your primary residence. And so in the industry, we call it, Sherry, what do we call it?
A HELOC.
HELOC. HELOC. And tell our listeners, Sherry, what a HELOC is.
It's a home equity line of credit.
As simple as that?
As simple as that.
What are the interest rates? Either of you active lately and called on what the interest rates are for a HELOC?
I have not.
I was surprised. Yeah. I have recently, and I still thought it was about 4.99 to 5.5. Wrong, Barry Miller. You were wrong. I was wrong. It's about 3.99.
Wow.
A line of credit against your home is in the ballpark of 3.75 to 4%. But literally, the banks who do these, okay, they love to say 3.99, you know. And I get it. It's under 4%. But imagine that. It's technically, legally, for most of us who do this, and most of you who would do it, it'll be a second mortgage on your home. But your second mortgage is up to 4% interest rate, and it's a line of credit. You only pay money, you only pay the interest on the money you borrow. Now, up to what value of your home, okay, up to what value of your home, be it an investment home or primary residence, Sherry, up to what percentage value can you typically, and I mean this is most all of the time, will that HELOC or home equity line of credit take you?
Just about 70%, Barry?
70%, mm-hmm. Correct. 70%. And my gosh, Sherry, you brought up, wow, with the rate of appreciation we're having,
yeah,
most of us have, and by the way, I took you up on the question you asked us, Josh and myself, 2 days ago, and I went and did a study on my own home in the last 2 days, and Larry, our own home, and Sherry, our own home is worth $50,000 more than I evaluated it on, same study, in November.
No.
$50,000. So I'm saying, wait a minute. I want to get in on this 50 to 64% return. You bet I'll be talking to Josh after 4 o'clock today, okay, about a, and I talked to my wife, and she said, but what, Barry, what are we waiting for? You know we want to get another investment at the return of 50-plus percent per year. That means, Sherry, what? That we're able to double our money in less than
2 months?
Two years. Less than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. Where else can you do anything like that, Larry?
And I know my wife is lined up right behind you and Margie. When you go forward with yours, we'll be going forward with ours, investing in real estate.
It's the right thing to do to build wealth.
Yes.
Forget 4 to 6% return from some of these places, okay, that are reputable. But 10 times those numbers and you have the Barry and Larry's wealth building program. We are not CPAs. We are not retirement experts. Other people who do that are on the radio. We're not stockbrokers. Other people who get you that pennies to the dollar kind of return. Sorry, stockbrokers, but that's about as good as you could do. We're into right now 40 to 60%. And yes, it's because the market is so strong. But our study, as you know, and we're going to talk about that when we come back, we could help you diversify and expand your income. And we only pick hotspot cities, Larry. We want to talk about that. Hotspot cities are the cities where the appreciation is not only among the highest, but more importantly, it's among the highest appreciation and has 3 years of job strength, minimally 3 years of economic strength as a marketplace. So that's what we do here with the Barry and Larry's Wealth Building Program. We're going to take a break, and oh yeah, you're going to hear that the last Saturday of April, we're going to have another Wealth Building Seminar coming your way. It's free. It's only 90 minutes. Reservations are beginning to be accepted already at 303-888-3788 or at our email truth@BarryandLarry.com. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with Barry's World. Not only is it a wonderful world, when you have a team and you have wonderful people around you, as iHeart has so many wonderful people, Ryan being one of the tops. Thank you, Ryan, for picking up that cue on Barry's World. Thank you so much, listeners, for listening to Barry and Larry's Wealth Building Program. Right now, I, Barry Miller, am going to share what we're going to be doing most every week. Larry's Wealth Building View is coming up at the next segment, and this segment, Barry's Wealth Building World. My world this week says you should want to diversify your income, and you should also want to expand your income, but the choice is yours. Diversification of your income should be a very precious item to you. Typically, baby boomers are diversifying their income because diversification was always taught to baby boomers as a smart and safe economic method. Diversify. Gen X's and millennials have been taught differently, and to them, very often, diversifying their income is going into an investment tool that allows them to send a social message of their choice. You hear that a lot on the TV, Larry. Social stocks, social messaging stocks, etc. And it's mostly Gen X's and millennials who are doing that, and that's okay. Our Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program, however, includes all of the above options. All of our wealth building programs are focused on an investment tool that typically is investment real estate. This investment tool is a lot safer than any other tools out there. It's literally the safest tool out there when done properly. And it has a much larger financial return expanding your income. So give us a call or, of course, register for one of our free informational seminars. They're the last, right now, they're the last Saturday of every month. The way we're growing, it looks like we're going to be doing more than the one Saturday, Larry, in the not too distant future. And of course, with COVID opening up, more people are, you know, opening themselves up to come. We still follow COVID protocol, and everyone wears their mask, and we have the tables safely distanced, you know, et cetera. I noticed that now that the 3-foot rule is in instead of the 6-foot rule. We didn't go that close with our tables yet. Okay, we're still honoring the 5 to 6 foot rule between tables. So our informational seminars are the last Saturday of every month. Check us out. Give us a call and we'll meet with you one-on-one. Or get your reservation in for next month's informational seminar, 90 minutes in length in the Denver Tech Center area, easy access, lovely building, main floor. You don't have to get into elevators and hunt around. It's easy to find, and more of you are doing it, and for that we say thanks. So, summary, you should want to diversify your income and also expand your income.
You know, Barry, it's a great point, and I was sitting here thinking about diversifying our investments, and I look at people, particularly younger adults, who are buying things like bitcoins and other items of that nature, and there's no security at all to it, at least when you're investing in a residential real estate. You own the house. You can touch, you can feel it, you can rent it, you can repair it, you can do whatever what needs to be done, but it's real. Bitcoins is fiction.
Well,
I just don't understand it. I'm sorry.
I heard Tom Martino, of course, on his wonderful shows right here on iHeart, you know, K-House 630. Get him talking about Bitcoin, and he doesn't say don't do it, okay? I say don't do it yet. Don't do it yet until you can trace your money and have access to know where your money's going, and how do you get your real money and real value? How can you get it out, and can you trace where it is at any time? Okay, it's the most distant thing ever. Okay, in the last hundreds of years, okay? Sure, the Federal Reserve, sometimes you wonder where it is and you hear it's in cyberspace between the Federal Reserve bank system, but that's within our country. Our country's controlling that. You get in Bitcoin and you're out of control. You don't know where that money might be, what island and what country and where it's being hidden and things like this. I'm not one of the negatives on it that says never consider doing it, but you better know where your money is and what are the pitfalls. And then you'd look at the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute. What program can be more concrete and visible and tangible and liquid at the same time? Like Josh Veenstra taught us today, you can get a line of credit against that investment property in a year or two of owning it because the appreciation's gone up. If you only put 25% down, within the first year, you're going to have enough equity that you could borrow some money against that investment property, add it to what money you may already have, and buy another investment property and make another 50% per year on your money. Bitcoin can't come close to that.
And the key, I want people to understand that you're investing in a real thing. Bitcoins is fiction. It doesn't exist. It's in this ether of space somewhere. I don't know. It just seems nuts to me. But
I actually think ether in space is probably more secure than where Bitcoin is, Larry. Just so you know,
right.
I'm not against. I would not be embarrassing or putting down Ethernet way up there. I would not be putting it down. I know you didn't intend to do that, but you hear my point.
Yes.
Ethernet, I think, is safer. And again, Tom expressed it very, very well. He had a really concise show on it. It was actually about a week and a half ago. Thank you, Tom, for that. By the way. It was really, really nicely done. And I think he needs to do it again because it was a nice, clear conversation about where that money goes. But the clarity was presented in the way that was truthful. And the clarity said, you don't know where it is.
Yeah.
So it's not clear at all, but he presented it in a very concise, clear method, and that's good. So take a look at the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program. Again, it's so safe. It's so smart. You can certainly know what it is. Why? Because our program includes research and more
research.
And so we're able to watch the property constantly on your behalf and give you reports if we sense and see in our multiple 50 plus economic indicators of a city, if we're seeing any kind of stumbling or slowdown, that then we should say to you, hey, there's some slowdown happening in Colorado Springs or in a city, I'll say Phoenix. That's another one of our hot spots. And you'll know it months in advance. And then if it ever gets to the point where that market is leveling off, okay, and maybe economically the city is getting a little bit weaker from its high level of strength, you'll hear it from us first, and you'll be prepared to sell that property so that you don't take any slowdown losses. And we want no losses for you of any kind other than maybe a market was going up 16%, now it's going up 12%, and you're only making 40% return on your money instead of 60%. And if the 40% is good enough for your financial plan, keep that property. Eventually, we'll help you have it free and clear, and then all the rent is monthly income. That could be some of your goals and objectives to expand your income for your healthy financial future. This is Barry Miller in studio with Larry Stanley. This is our wealth building program. And when we come back from break, we're going to hear Larry's wealth building view. You should diversify your investments with little to no risk. That's what Larry's going to share when we come back. That's the good music. It is time for Larry's Wealth Building View.
Thank you, Barry. You should diversify your investments with little to no risk. Why is it that most people put their money in investments that return little to or no money, like bank accounts or the stock market, and which has good days and bad days that net the investor 5 to 7%. Why not place your money in a very low-risk investment that provides you with very high returns on your money? You can double your money in 2 years by investing in Barry and Larry's hot spots with little to no risk. Learn more about this investment by attending Barry and Larry's free 90-minute Vestera Hotspot Seminar on April 24th. That's my view, Barry.
Straightforward, Larry, and just what our listeners want to hear. Right on, a 90-minute Vestera Hotspot Seminar. Talk to us about Hotspot. What? Not just the seminar. We'll get into that. But what is a hotspot?
A hotspot is a city that we, by looking at statistics, have this chosen as one of the 4 to 6 fastest-growing, strongest marketplaces in the United States for residential real estate.
And it's both, and that strongest kind of gets superseded by, you know, highest value and highest appreciation, and the strongest is every, I like to claim, is actually more important than the highest rate of appreciation. And you didn't say one was more important. But talk about the strongest and what the important elements are of a strongest metropolitan economy. Because, Larry, we have 161 cities in our country that have over 10% annual appreciation in their residential real estate. Just that data, which is far from what we look at, that's something we look at, but just that data would say, well, there's 161 healthy economic markets, but what do we look at that makes our top ones the strongest?
Let's just consider, well, we look at population growth, we look at job growth, we look at unemployment rates, we look at median prices of homes. I can go on and on
but jobs are big, aren't they?
They are important. Look at that. But it's hard to do jobs right now because of the COVID virus. A lot of the cities have been impacted negatively.
But we have to look at it because we have to look at it. So COVID doesn't really have much of a blip effect on us other than a blip. It's another thing we have to take into consideration. But Larry, does one city over another city typically have more percentage of people working in the restaurant business than another city? Not usually. Some resort cities do, but typically we're not looking at resort cities. We're looking at the jobs, and then we look at who the major employers are. Thank you. That's what you were
saying.
Yeah,
I was just about to go there. No, you're fine. We do look at things like major employers, and how secure are they? If your largest employer is the Bitcoin, and I'm teasing with this now. Then even though they're a large employer, they're very risky. We want large employers who are not risky, so you're not going to lose jobs in that city, and therefore the housing market could be impacted.
We're looking for security.
That's right.
For our investors.
We think that towns with military jobs as a major component helps make that marketplace stronger for residential real estate.
Sure it does, because among employers, the strongest is no doubt the military.
And following that are things like big technical firms that do software or other development of technology. These are employers that are likely to grow over the next few years, not shrink. And that's what we're looking
for. How about Sears and Roebuck?
I'd be very scared if Sears or Roebuck was a major employer in a city because they have economic issues that may cause them to go out of business.
Very much so. How about 50 years ago?
Oh, they would have been a great place to look at.
And my point is that we are researching the changes socially. What's one of the big research companies that we tout, we use a lot? We love to read their reports because it's that. Let's share with our listeners because this is just one of over 50. Not 50 companies like them. There is only one other like them. Actually, they're fragments of them. But this is a great research company that we go to every quarter and look at various social changes. So we see where's the future of jobs in the United States. I mean, look, Larry, all these rumors, and more of it was rumor than talk, and it came from Wall Street, which sickens me because it's a bunch of lies, basically, that they know. You would have thought New York City would be an empty ghost town by now.
Yes.
If you listen to Wall Street. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just rant a little bit. Wall Street on CNBC and Bloomberg, you are a bunch of phonies, a lot of you, and you ought to come on this show and talk to us sometime. I'm not sure we would waste more than 3 or 4 minutes with you, though, so stick that where it belongs, too. But you would have thought it was deserted. Oh, everybody's abandoning New York. They're going to work out of their home in a small, quaint, village. You know, they're going to be in the mountain towns of Colorado, and they'll never go back. Well, you know what? That was just a bunch of hype, so you put more money into Wall Street stocks. Sorry, Wall Street, quit being so brazenly stupid and be so anti-real estate. You give up your real estate holdings, and I bet you we'll find out the real truth. Real estate is the solid investment, Larry, much more solid than anything they have. They don't know how to accept that reality. So coming back to us, Barry and Larry, and the reality for our listeners and customers is the company called Vestera Hotspots. Research based on solid research, raw data, 50 or more points about a city so that your investment is secure. And we have monthly seminars to bring you out. Now, the research company, the big, wonderful research company that we utilize for social development so that we can know the truth of changes occurring is?
Pew.
What?
Pew.
Excuse me?
P-U. No, it isn't P-U. It's Pew. P-E-W.
A magnificent research. Pew is so strong in our country. Basically, it's the Pew Research that they give the dates of the generations that usually get adopted years later by the Census Bureau. I mean, in the U.S. government. And Pew Research is so solid, and they research everything. If any of you want to research a little bit and have fun. I have it fun with our 9-year-old. I open up Pew Research, and I said, what topic would you like us? He loves research. He's learning to like research. Not because, well, somewhat because of me, but he likes it himself. But we go there, and I say, hey, Malachi, what topic would you like to look up? And, of course, it's Bugatti. He wants to see if there's a latest electric version of Bugatti. Okay, the ultra car, one of the ultra cars. And then, but I haven't seen anything on Pew Research about Bugatti, okay? But they have just about everything else. So that, but what point we're making is it's solid research that we keep up on so that your investment remains secure. And we tell you if there's any insecurities taking place that might affect negatively your investment in such and such a city, wherever it is. So we select right now, we're in process of finalizing our six, it's going to be six this quarter, hotspots. We're down to the finalists and just testing our research now. And then we'll know in a week or two, we actually know we're pretty solid. We're still second testing ourselves and analyzing the research because that's what researchers do. And so we have six of the best cities in which to invest in the United States. And Larry, I have more people asking me every week that as I'm out and about with people and taking calls, more of our listeners are calling, hey, is such and such a city in Florida okay? Hey, we're thinking about moving to such and such. What do you know about the investment value of that area? And more the word is getting out. We're hiring additional good people, and Vestera Hotspots is a company is growing. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, because the future is very bright for you when you diversify your investments, as Larry said, with little to no risk. Let's take a break, Larry, and let's come back and let's just talk a little bit about the theme. And the theme today is with these good investments, hey, you could even send your grandchildren to college. Okay, we are back, and we are Barry and Larry. Sherry had to excuse herself. She is picking up the muffins for today's investment seminar. Yes, we have one today. It is full. Okay, and she is picking up the muffins from Panera, of course, and she will be back in time, and the room is all nicely set up, and And she and Larry did that earlier this morning. I thank you publicly for that, Larry.
Well,
and
thank
Sherry,
you.
Too. Really, thank you for that. It takes effort, to have a successful company, and that's what we're doing. We're looking for a couple more good people, and I've hired a couple good people very recently, and we're beginning to work with them. One of them started yesterday. The other gentleman started about a week ago. And it's really already having a positive, impact on our wealth-building program. Barry and Larry's wealth-building program, Larry, it's so solid. We were talking about, again, last week you could attend the Final Four and the Super Bowl. This week, how to send your grandchildren to college. But we're not a 529 economic entity specialist, are we?
No, we're not. We're just an investment place.
And I was hoping, and I felt you would, because we humans tend to say, oh, yeah, we're just an investment place. No, no, and I'm glad we did that on purpose. I was hoping this time you did, because I was thinking that's probably what I'd say. No, we're not that. We're just an investment place that happens to be smart and safe, has certainty to it, allows consumers to do it your way, et cetera, and just happens to have, oh, a 46. That's right, 46 to 64% return on your money. And that's not a lifelong return. That's an annual return nowadays.
Okay, Barry, I've got a question for you.
Sure,
I'm investing in a house.
Okay.
So do I have to find a family to rent my house? Do I have to find people to repair my house when something goes wrong? How does that work? I don't want all that responsibility.
I'm going to take your two R words. I'm going to take, you ask rent first and then repair second. I'm going to take your two R words, Larry. It's just how my mind works. I'm going to take repair first. Repair. Do you have to, what did you ask? Do the investor have to find people to repair? First and foremost, our investors and our program is typically looking for the cleaner homes when our investors buy them. Okay? That's most of the profile of what our investors want, and we encourage that. Okay? They can have fix and flippers, but that's not what we do most of the time. That's a special entity. And when you're buying a property, let's say in Indianapolis, Indiana, we don't want to be overseeing contractors from Denver. It's hard enough to oversee fix and flippers if you're in Indianapolis. So typically, we're not fix and flipping. So, but very typically, over 95% of our customers are buying a home that has very little repair in the first year or so. But then there will be repairs from time to time. Something will break down unexpectedly. There'll be a terrible once in a 50-year snowstorm or something in Texas, you know, that could blow a tree down onto your home and you have to repair certain parts of it. But no, our customers don't have to do the looking. Why? Because we have sought out top flight property managers. We have sought out top flight buyer agents in Austin, Texas, for instance. And they have the source of local experts and local high quality fix it repair people, contractors, all the way down to the smaller jobs. Okay, I really prefer, and I said down to intentionally, because that's how often we think, oh, the handyman, he, she, or they, oh, the handyman and women, oh, they do the low jobs. No, they're the smaller jobs. No job is too small, and no job is unimportant at the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program. And our property managers and buyer agents that we've teamed up with pick quality people to do the job, whether it's the smallest or you want to add a room or you have to fix the house because a tree fell on the family room and crushed right through that roof. We have it all. And that's why we call it, when we have the chance, turnkey. It's fully turnkey, so our customers don't have to be involved with that. How about rent? Oh, you have a question.
I was going to ask how about rent. So.
Oh, good, good. How about the other R that you brought up, rent? No, you don't have to find a family or a group of people or strong, sturdy, and I mean strong and sturdy and safe. Safe renters for your investment. We vet through our network. We have national networks that, you know, yours truly started. Through our national networks, we have the network, okay, the web, if you will, of all helpers. And the rental property manager is critical. Who do we have here in Denver? Eugene.
Eugene O'Brien,
yeah,
who finds the people to rent your house that will be safe, reliable, and not let your house go.
It'll be a while before I forget Sherry's look on her face. She was like so pleased. Her eyes were wide open. And mine too to some degree, but I was looking at her. And when Eugene just a week ago was saying all the items they check, pre-check, and check the pre-check of the tenant to make sure they're quality tenants. So no, the short answer is, Larry, no, our customers do not have to find a family to rent the investment home. It's taken care of by the property manager. They get paid for that, okay? And then, of course, no, our customers do not have to repair the home. It's taken care of. And, yes, you have to pay for the repairs and maybe a new equipment kind of a thing. If a stove goes out, you have to pay for the new oven. That's okay. But we oversee that with you as a consumer up front by helping you develop a plan that is your plan so that you are investing your way, not some company's way. Do it your way. We have the flexibility. We have the know-how so you could have full turnkey. And then you have the best of the best investments. Let's just be, again, as we always are, open and honest. Colorado Springs is one of the hottest of our hot six hot spots, not just because it's close, Larry, but because it has the two strongest job sources that you outlined earlier when you were talking pure research. Pure research says that the
military
and
high tech
and Colorado Springs in that order has both. Not many cities can say that. But one of our up and coming cities that is going to be one of our hot spots has both of them. It has more military compared to Colorado Springs as a percentage. And that's, let's say it, Larry, it's the F word.
Uh-oh.
It's the F city. Fayetteville, North Carolina. Fayetteville, North Carolina.
To me, that's the big surprise of our hotspots. I just would not have predicted a city like Fayetteville making it into the top six, but it easily did.
Easily did. And what's so cool about it, Larry, is its median price for a nice single detached home is under $200,000. So our investors now, if they wanted two homes instead of one, can get two in Fayetteville rather than one in Colorado Springs, typically. And that's good. But what that also means, and let's dwell on this, Larry, for a couple minutes, it means that more and more people with less and less dollars, fewer dollars, my wife would say grammatically, you should say fewer dollars, Barry. Okay, sweetie. And I mean that with positivity. She is correct. Fewer dollars will get you the same strong investment in Fayetteville by half. The fewer dollars is 50% fewer dollars typically, okay? If not less, meaning you don't even have to have the same amount. So now, Larry, we're approaching the $25,000 arena is enough money to invest in a really safe, secure, and doing it your way of whatever age you are in Fayetteville, North Carolina, because their median price in the fourth quarter of 2020, the latest data is under 175, just slightly under $175,000. If we were to round it up or down, it would be $170,000, but really close to $172,500. Okay, it's Fayetteville, North Carolina, wonderful place, and by the way, a good city. I've done seminars there, so I've been there. I was never stationed there in the Army. Do you know what base is stationed there? Big Fort Bragg.
Bragg, yeah.
So it's heavy Army, but strong military, good community, and in North Carolina. Remember, North Carolina is one of our top three states, Texas, North Carolina, and Colorado, while Fayetteville is not in that job triangle, you know, with Charlotte and Raleigh and Greensboro and other, you know, great places. It's there. And so that's another strong, strong hot spot. So, ladies and gentlemen, our opportunities are opening up for more and more of you economically. And we're very, very pleased with this development because it's growing our company and it's allowing more and more people to get in on these 46 to 64% annual gains on your money.
That's right. And it is amazing when you look at the hotspot cities, Barry, which ones have been chosen. If somebody had asked me what would be your hotspot cities, I would never have guessed most of the cities. But that's what research does. You learn by the process of research, and that's what we do every quarter.
Every quarter we have it. It's there for you, the consumer. We're here for you, the consumer. We are your turnkey wealth builder guys, Larry Stanley and Barry Miller. We're always on your side. We're looking out for your interest, not to get into the program, but your interest, especially once you're in the program. The research continues to watch. If you choose to buy in a city that is not one of our six hotspots, that's okay. And then we watch that city on your behalf. Barry and Larry saying to you, bye-bye for now.